This is JIS News. Coming up, Mandala Highway to be upgraded this year, government to reintroduce cruise shipping to Kingston, and JAMPRO to establish special fund for local film industry. The news in detail after this message.
Smoking in public or within 5 meters of a public place is strictly prohibited. Public spaces include any workplace, sidewalk, bus stop, restaurant, supermarket, school, hospital, pharmacy, and park. A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA. To get more information, call the NCDA at 564-HELP. That's 564-4357.
Now the news. Minister of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Omar Davies, says improvement works will be undertaken on the Mandala Highway this year under the Major Infrastructure Development Programme. A ministry paper tabled in the lower house in October 2015 stated that Cabinet had given approval for the acquisition of 7 parcels of land in St. Andrew and St. Catherine with an estimated area of 63,102 square meters and 20 structures to facilitate the upgrading of the highway.
Work on Mandela as part of the Major Development Infrastructure Program will occur this year. There's going to be an additional lane on both sides. So you're going to have a 6-lane, 3 and 3.
Transport Minister Dr. Omar Davies. The highway will be used as an evacuation route for the low-lying areas of Portmore, Kingston and St. Andrew should the need arise. It is anticipated that the proposed changes will reduce the incidence of flooding on Mandala Highway and better accommodate existing and future traffic demands. The government is moving to reintroduce cruise shipping to Kingston. President of JAMPRO Diane Edwards says this is one of several initiatives the agency is actively pursuing in hopes of significantly impacting the Jamaican economic landscape.
That is going to be a huge development which we are working on, and which when that comes, it'll take over a year and a half to realize this project. But when it actually happens, it's going to have a huge impact.
Ms. Edwards adds that JAMPRO is working on a cold storage project as part of plans to strengthen the logistics chain for agriculture, as well as projects related to ship repair, ship provisioning, and the establishment of a floating dry dock. She was speaking at a JIS think tank session Thursday. Meanwhile, the Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, has announced plans to establish a special fund to assist with the financing of local film projects. President of JAMPRO, Diane Edwards, says financing is one of the limiting factors in developing the creative industry, and as such, the agency will be actively promoting the development of a fund this year. Ms. Edwards has hailed the inaugural film festival held July 2015 as a success, noting that the event was critical in building the capacity of the local industry.
Really exciting for us about this film festival was the capacity building, where we brought international Hollywood stars with strong experience in the industry to impart their knowledge to local film people, but also to excite those people to actually get into production to make their own TV series.
The JAMPRO head was addressing a JIS think tank session earlier this week. The second staging of the Jamaica Film Festival will take place in October this year. And Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Derek Kellyer says government intends to enforce the law against the indiscriminate lighting of fires, which have resulted in significant losses in the agricultural sector. He warns that persons who continue to light fires illicitly will be prosecuted. The minister was speaking with journalists recently following the distribution of land preparation assistance and a tour of several farms in East Rural St. Andrew, which were affected by fires in May 2015. He's imploring farmers to desist from using slash and burn in the clearing of land, noting that the method has destroyed hundreds of acres of farmland and damaged property as well as farm supplies.
Do not be careless. Do not light any illicit fires in clearing your lands. It is in your interest, the interest of your families, the interest of the industry and the country overall, to see that we protect this industry. So make sure, we want no illicit fires to be lit, no careless fires to be lit that will get out of control and damage other people's crops and your own.
Various sensitization programs are being undertaken island-wide through the Rural Agricultural Development Authority to inform farmers about responsible land preparation practices. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.